Continuing, in all directions, we're faced with the apparent paradox that a favorable change in the balance of power has brought little or no change in material benefit to the majority of each subordinate group. This apparent paradox has the simple explanation that the reproduction of material welfare in the capitalist world economy is conditional upon the political and social subordination of the actual and potential laboring masses. To the extent that this subordination is lessened, the propensity of the capitalist world economy to reproduce and expand material welfare is lessened too. And my comment on this is not the requirement that we be subjects inherent, not just in the capitalist world economy, but in the logic of rule itself across class time. And why should this premise of rule be sacrosanct? Why should we relinquish our right to give ourselves our own reproduction, setting economic categories aside so that we, as opposed to things, may move about freely and pursue our happiness? Here again, we see the trap that is economic theory leaves us nowhere to go, stuck in its logic, quote unquote, in its frame and definitions. We remain labor, never human beings, ad infinitum. But in earth speak, there is an opening, a road, a path to freedom. Recall Whitman's laws for creations. Each of us is inevitable. Each of us is limitless. Each of us with his or her right upon the earth. Each of us allowed the eternal purports of the earth. Each of us here as divinely as any is here. Laws for creations. For strong artists and leaders, all must have reference to the ensemble of the world and the compact truth of the world. Like Shakespeare said, right? There is but one truth. It is compact. Or something like that. There shall be no subject too pronounced. All works shall illustrate the divine law of indirections. What do you suppose creation is? What do you suppose will satisfy the soul except to walk free and own no superior? What do you suppose I would intimate to you in 100 ways but that man or woman is as good as God? And that there is no God any more divine than yourself. And that this is what the oldest and newest myths finally mean. And that you or anyone must approach creations through such laws. Over the carnage rose prophetic a voice. Be not disheartened. Affection shall solve the problems of freedom yet. Those who love each other shall become invincible. They shall yet make Columbia victorious. Sons of the mother of all, you shall yet be victorious. Were you looking to be held together by lawyers? Or by an agreement on a paper? Or by arms? Nay, nor the world nor any living thing will so cohere. Over the carnage rose prophetic a voice.